During this online interview, the approach to selection of first-line treatment for patients with metastatic renal cell carcinoma, RCC, was discussed. Traditionally, the selection of initial treatments was very straightforward, and patients were treated with vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF, tyrosine kinase inhibitors, TKIs, such as sunitinib and pazopanib. Over the past 2 years, decisions have become more difficult with the recent approval of novel treatment combinations. First-line immunotherapy based combinations have led to a new treatment paradigm in the first-line treatment of metastatic RCC. There are now multiple immunotherapy combinations and immunotherapy, VEGF key combinations to choose from, e.g., nivolumab and ipilimumab, axitinib and pembrolizumab, and avelumab and axitinib. The approach to selecting the first treatment is the source of debate amongst clinicians. In this interview, Dr. Gong from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in California suggests that for patients with bulky symptomatic tumors, the preference is to go with the VEGF-key plus immunotherapy combination to get a response on reduce the size of the tumor. However, for patients who do not need a rapid reduction in the size of their tumor, especially in a young, fit patient, then the preference is ipilimumab plus nivolumab because of the high complete response rate for this combination. Treatment needs to be tailored to the patient's existing medical conditions, side effects and risk of the disease, poor, intermediate and favorable. VEGF TKIs may not be the best treatment for patients with heart problems, and immunotherapy cannot be used in patients with autoimmune conditions, as well as organ transplant patients. Active surveillance could be used for patients with favorable and intermediate risk factors and no more than 1 to 2 metastases, e.g., in the lung only. The size of the tumor also needs to be taken into account, and the sum diameter of all the tumors should be less than 5 centimeters. However, more clinical trials need to be done to determine the best treatments to use in the first line. Listen to the interview on Practice Update. Here,